Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast, show number 140. Mike Coxon, the usual host, is on holiday, so Jim Staples, myself, I'm stepping back into the breach for the first time in a year, something like that.
Isn't it 141?
Well, the crib sheet that Michael prepared said 140.
I think it's 141.
I'm pretty sure it's 141.
Yeah?
Bloody hell, Michael.
Fucking Coxon.
He's not even here, he's still messing up. But when
I didn't update the crib sheet.
What? Well, that's true as well.
No, he sent it around.
All right, no more C-bombs this week, for starters.
No.
I'm allowed to be fair.
What?
The one thing, when I've guested on the shows, I've been very disappointed that there's been no fact for the number. We used to do a number.
You've been upset about that.
If it was show 98, then you have a fact about 98. So I've got a fact on 140. You're now telling me it's 141. I haven't got one for 141 because I didn't prep that up. But 140.
I can make
one for 140. Significant to anyone for any reason in particular?
Not for me personally, no.
No, well, 140 is the amount of characters that you're allowed in a tweet.
There you go.
140 characters per tweet. So, I've looked at, who do you reckon the most followed footballers on Twitter are?
Okay. Joey Barton.
Ferdinand.
No, but what I've done actually,
Savage.
I'm looking at, people can look at followers, what I've looked at is most listed. Because I think it gives a different overview.
What do you mean most listed?
Most listed. So you can follow Rio Ferdinand or you can just list him. So you can. Most people have a list of footballers. Right. So you can set up a list.
Yeah.
We need to talk to you through this. Yeah. This is Andy who deals with social media. Social media. So your top 10. Number 10, Wayne Rooney. Yeah. Number 9, Gerard Pique.
Really?
Yep.
I reckon it's got to be with Shakira.
Yeah,
that's got to be with Shakira.
He's got 6.6 million followers.
I will do it in a minute.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Bird as well.
Ronaldinho, number 7. Number 6, this one surprised me, Puyol. Didn't even know he was on Twitter, but yeah, he is.
There you go.
Fabregas, number 5. Iniesta, number 4. Neymar, number 3. Ronaldo number 2 and Kaká number 1.
Hang on, you said Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. So, Brazilian Ronaldo.
Fat Ronaldo's 8.
Well,
who was number 1?
Right.
Kaká. But what also interests me was some people just outside the top 10, number 11, in front of Rio Ferdinand, Diego Forlán.
What's all these Spanish people?
It's amazing.
He's not Spanish.
Twitter's taken off on the continent, isn't it?
He played in Spanish.
And number 20, Alex Morgan.
Who?
What?
Female. She's the top female person followed. She's got she's got 1.2 million followers and she's listed 6,150 times.
Who's she played for?
There you go.
I don't know. A woman's team? Doncaster Bells? I don't know.
the Lionesses?
She's probably from the States. Yeah. And then I looked at some of my favourite tweets from all time from footballers. Premier League footballers that have just gone a little bit AWOL. So, Dan, you probably remember this one as a Spurs fan. Darren Bent, when Levy was trying to get him out the door.
So
the quote was, do I want to go to Hull City? No. Do I want to go to Stoke? No. Do I want to go to Sunderland? Yes. So stop fucking around, Levy.
Straight up, brilliant.
Just put that out there.
I don't think he's been a tour since.
And then brilliant. Some of these, I did a bit of research. The next four, I never knew about. So this is Aaron Ramsey. Redknapp took him out of the squad before Real Madrid.
Aaron Lennon.
Before he played Real Madrid, he said he was ill. Just before the game.
Lennon was starting, wasn't he?
He was playing every week. So it was like, when he wasn't playing, it was like breaking news.
He was starting that game. He was down on the original team sheet.
So this is from Lennon. Saying I felt ill before the game is bullshit. I fell ill on Sunday morning where the med team put me on antibiotics, but I only got worse before Tuesday. Believe me, this is one game I did not want to miss and I'm still Devo now. I think that means devastated. That's what the kids do.
Thanks for clearing up.
This is my favourite one. When David Bentley wasn't getting in the team at all at Spurs, Harry Redknapp was mucking about.
You have to be more specific.
Basically, when he was just for a transfer deadline day and he wasn't... Bentley didn't tweet anything. I don't know if he's on Twitter, but his missus did. She said, what's happening? Fuck all, and it started to wind me up. Sort it out, Harry, for fuck's sake. She tweeted that, and Bentley must have just been like, oh.
What are you doing to me?
Should have fucking sent her to Stoke or somewhere.
But this is it, but you can't find Bentley for something his missus tweets, so you could have just given her a
bit like what we were talking about at work, wasn't it? You can't...
It was a footballer went up, so I think it was Ellery who went... you can't book me for thinking something, can you? He went, well, no. He went, well, I think you're a fucking cunt. Glenn Johnson. Merson said that he couldn't defend, basically, on Sky Sports. So he said this, comments from alcoholic drug abusers are not going to upset me. And who is Paul Merson to judge players? He was average at the best of times.
Oh, handbags.
Let's open to handbags. Discussion.
The only reason he's on that show is because he gambled all his money away, the clown. Harsh. Harsh. And then Michael Dewberry got sent off playing for St Johnstone.
Michael
Dewberry. He tweeted, "I fucking hate refs. I hope the officials are embarrassed by their performance. Fucking rubbish."
Brilliant.
Not going to get straight more to the point than
so,
that.
So Joey Barton that. Didn't get in there.
No. Well, how long have you got? We can do a whole show on Joey Barton.
I think Joey Barton would be worth it. If you're looking at most, like, the people worth following, Joey Barton would definitely have to be up there.
But just jumping in quickly for that social media side of things, did you see Phil Barsley this week?
No, I saw Lineker.
No, I mean, Phil Barsley has been suspended because on Instagram, it says on Instagram, but I don't know, but I think they might have got that wrong. But it says on social media site, he put, ha 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 ha, what a great result of the weekend. Because obviously they lost. So Sunderland lost, so he's been suspended.
At home to Fulham.
Yeah.
Why has he got an Instagram account?
Oh, who knows?
A lot of footballers have, probably. That's the next thing to find out.
The random voice you're hearing, by the way. Go on, Stapes, do the intro.
You're Arsenal, aren't you?
I am, yes.
It's Chris and he's Arsenal. Jerome, Villa?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Well, it was good weekend for us, I think, yeah.
Probably a decent weekend.
Yeah, it was decent.
I'm fed up of Arsenal fans fucking talking about suicide or whatever, you know. As I pointed out to one of the other Arsenal fans that doesn't go in the office that came down to talk about Arsenal for 2 hours when he should have actually been doing work. Go and talk to a Coventry fan if you're that depressed about
Funny
football after
mention,
one game.
Yeah, did we mention last week about their first home game of the season?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah. Right, well, don't need to mention it.
We're going to be in the current news in football at the time.
Yeah. Just asking.
And he's back from holiday.
Yeah, nice to turn up.
But yeah, also, you pointed out to me, Dan, that Gary Lineker tweeted just an apology to fans.
Yeah.
Just saying, I'm sorry, this is Italian or Spanish?
Yeah, this is who hosts the Italian match of the day. I'm sorry.
And she's basically got everything out, hasn't
everything
she?
Everything out. It's worth side boob, under boob.
If you follow Gary Lineker, look at his feed, and if you don't, just Google Gary Lineker Twitter and look at his feed.
She is absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, she's doing a bit. She's absolutely doing a bit. All right, so we're moving on to results. Probably the standout from the Premier League probably was the Arsenal result in terms of shock and whatever.
As a
Villa fan, are you not a little bit annoyed that everyone is talking about how Arsenal?
Yeah,
because
yes,
we've got to look at that.
Yeah, no, fair play to Villa.
Fair play to Lambert as well for getting a couple of signings in and keeping Benteke over the summer.
Yeah.
What are your realistic ambitions for the season? Obviously, it started off 3-1. You've got a nice, easy game at Chelsea tonight.
And then Liverpool on Saturday as well. So.
And then you've got about a 3-week break as well, haven't you? Because this Chelsea game's moved because of their commitments to
We've got a Carling Cup game as well, I think, midweek, and then we're off that.
Premier League wise, you've got about 3 weeks off.
Yeah, we've got
bizarrely,
a couple of weeks off as well.
Which Lambert wasn't happy about at all.
No, because it's just
not surprised.
Momentum, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, you're playing on Wednesday and then you're playing on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday evening.
So they've not moved you to play Sunday or Monday?
No,
so
no,
that's
Saturday evening we play Liverpool, which is live on TV. But.
Fucking hell, you do see some weird sights in fucking scenario.
Sorry.
A woman's just gone past on a Boris bike with a ghetto blaster. What can I describe as a ghetto blaster?
A pink ghetto blaster.
Wearing a boob tube and some great bangers.
Yeah.
She's the same colour as
anyway,
that.
Anyway, lads, back to
Villa. Sorry, we do get...
Back to Villa. Jerome wants to talk about Villa.
My outstanding performance, as you'll probably guess. I think we played well. They played well for about 20 minutes, and then I think we had more energy than them. I think we were a lot fitter than last season, a lot fitter than Arsenal. We just harassed them and played on the counter-attack and scored a couple of good goals. And
took your luck.
That last goal, though, what was the defending going on? I'm sorry, we're playing the offside trap in the opposition half. I'm not really sure. Go on, Chris, talk to that one, mate.
When I saw him running, I expected another defender to be there, but there was no one in there.
And I love the fact it was a new left back as well. And what a composed finish.
He just slotted it, and it's his first professional goal, that was.
Was it?
Yeah.
And it was Luna. Stick him up front.
We call him Tony Moon, because Antonio Luna, but we call him Tony Moon. And it was his first professional goal, so that was good.
Well
good
done, that lad.
Yeah. Right, elsewhere in the Premier League.
We've got to get Chris's thoughts on
probably everyone listening to this has got a fan who's got a mate who's an Arsenal.
Chris,
let him have a say.
Fucking hell,
it starts getting repetitive and cutting you off.
What do you want me to talk about? That game or just the window we've had, the transfer window so far?
Start with a game.
What did we expect to happen? We're going into a game with a squad that light.
Were you not expecting a win? Come on.
Well, I mean, everything went bad again. You know, it always bad.
Yeah, the decisions weren't I would say they were in favour of Villa, if I'm true. There were a lot of decisions in favour.
It's a bad sign for Arsenal when they score first, opening game of the season.
They've always conceded
early goals at home in the Premier League seasons, but it's the first time they've lost in about 20 years or something like that.
In an opening game, yeah. 2007. We've played them about three times in the last sort of 6 years, and got a couple of draws, and just beat them now. So, yeah, I was happy with that because we've got a tough.
Why are we now talking about Villa again?
Oh, sorry.
What you've just said all this? This is bullshit,
Chris.
Absolute bullshit, sorry.
Chris. Don't let him go in line.
The game was bad. We started off all right. We scored obviously first, but everything that could have gone wrong against us, it did go wrong.
Chamberlain's out, isn't he?
He is now, yeah.
For a while.
Is it six months?
6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot better than 6 months. Yeah. And for England as well.
Wenger said a different date. He has said another date.
And how long's Arteta out for?
I think that is 3 months.
Oh, that's a torn, muscle. That's got to hurt a lot.
So you're looking at, getting on to November for that, and what you've got a lot of
exactly
other injuries.
Exactly what we didn't want to happen at all. I mean, Arteta's on his day. He's one of our best players.
Unfortunately, that's it.
You just need to get as many points
as
you can before Christmas, and you should have enough to survive, and then you just got time to try from there. So elsewhere, Liverpool versus Stoke. I watched that game. It was the early game. We say we watched it. We didn't really watch it.
We had a bit of banter.
It was on in the boozer before Jill's Brentford, which me and Andy were both at. Good finish from Sturridge, to be fair.
Who's
carried it on from last season. One thing on that, we both said
shit
at the time.
Celebration, though.
In fact, everyone said it at the time. What the hell is that about? You can't play for England, and then 2 days later, 3 days later, you're absolutely fine to start for your club.
Yeah, it's been all goes on, isn't it? It's not as ridiculous.
Yeah, but not. It doesn't usually happen for England, Wales, Scotland, and shitty little teams like that. Yeah, no,
friendly.
It happened at United for a long time.
Friendly. Yeah. If it was 50-50 or even 75,
you just pissed off. You just pissed off all the other home nations apart from us.
Oh, we don't get many followers there.
we don't now.
I don't like seeing it.
No,
especially as a.
You get it with like Chelsea players or Man United players dropping out of the squad, and then on the Saturday they're in the squad and playing for their club. So.
But then again, as a Liverpool fan, he scored the goal, so you'd be quite happy with that. But Liverpool look like they might do a bit. They're after a couple of signings that Spurs are apparently hijacking at the moment as well.
Yeah, they are.
William, whatever his name is.
He's not doing the voice or whatever that shit shows.
Really?
No. Much better off.
Yeah. A decent start for them, and Coutinho.
Good player, isn't he? I really like him.
Me and Andy were talking about this yesterday. I think he was very, very cute with him last season because he played him in games like Stoke at home and stuff like that.
I think he just
and
eased
he kept him,
him
on the
he blooded him nicely
for this season, and he could be.
Has he got the license? He's playing with the license, isn't he? In behind the
pretty much.
I mean, and he's in pretty much every
team of the week, I think, over the weekend as well. So
Gerrard seems more content to sit now as well because he can see some creativity ahead of him. That's the thing.
He's better off.
Gerrard felt that he had to do too much on the pitch, which is what he does for England as well, and ends up trying too hard. But if he knows that the creativity is in front of him, then he will sit a little bit better.
Some other players in the Coutinho mould as well, though, they always try and do the difficult thing. The thing is with him, he does play simple passes as well. And he needs it because he's probably got Gerrard on his ear going, right, don't just calm down.
Yeah.
But you look at it on paper, it's a 1-0 win against Stoke, who I think could struggle this season. But the way they dominate that game, as a Liverpool fan, I'll be
lucky,
quite confident.
Mignolet.
Double save. Great little save. And see, Stoke have signed a player from MLS who will be arriving in January. I can't remember his name. Someone look it up. I can't be bothered. Coxon, look it up for show 40, which will be the same show as numbers next week. He scored a back heel, and it's a great goal, wasn't it?
It was a back heel lob,
back heel lob from the edge of the area.
Oh, is this the one that was on doing the rounds on Twitter?
Stoke have signed him. He's joining them in January when the MLS finishes. So interesting one. Right, going down Norwich, Everton, Barkley. Who was going on about Barkley to me on
me.
Monday?
Oh,
yeah,
me.
Great guy.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Another player. There's a massive
breast heading as well. I'm sorry. I don't.
Everyone's talked about Barkley though. This season would be when we see him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, another player that got into most of the team of the weeks as well.
I mean, match of the day though, absolutely raving about him, and I mean, what a finish with your wrong foot,
and to have
the audacity to hit it in the first place with about four players around him, and apparently he could just ran the game, and it's really good for England, like really good.
Take the goal away from him, he actually had a fantastic game for a central midfield. Well done, that girl. Smashing.
You missed a bit.
It's Joe Hart in the pub with us as well, so it's nice to see Joe Hart out and about. She's just going to leave the bit of glass.
I'm just going to leave it.
Incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. But Bartley, great goal, but actually... Yeah. Completely bossed it. Very good lad, isn't he? Yeah.
He's a big lad.
What is he? 19?
19, yeah. 19. He's a big lad. But that'd be good. I hope he'll get his chance this season.
Sunderland, Fulham, we've touched on already. Fulham getting an away win.
No, I was pretty impressive. Fulham, but they got outplayed and come away with the result. Oh, no, which does
not. Yeah, they got absolutely bombarded by Sunderland. Could not put it in the back of the net. Yeah, they couldn't put it in the back of the net.
But he just see DiCanio's after couple of players because he hasn't signed many.
No, he's only got about 14, isn't he?
So, yeah, they do need to add a couple of players. If anything, go after players that just seem quite average. And just for sort of £2-3 million that no one's heard of and they look quite average.
Altidore looks alright.
Get a few of them.
He looks alright.
Oh, Altidore. Actually, you know, he does actually. Altidore. He's a monster.
He's got a hat-trick for USA, a couple of days before.
He looks a handful.
Yeah.
He was at Hull, though. He did absolutely nothing.
But he was a lot younger then. He's had a little bit more experience. I think he'll be quite...
probably slower and not as good.
I think he could be quite a good player this year.
West Brom, Southampton, that is just Lambert.
It's just cracking, isn't it?
He puts that in, and then a couple of days after, they sign a player that might well take his place.
Osvaldo.
We haven't actually.
Who looks exactly like Jack Sparrow, by the way.
Johnny Depp, although, just touching on England, I suppose. We haven't talked about that at all because it was the night of the last show, and I just think, I mean, it was fucking great for Lambert to see that header was absolutely mustard. Mm. And I was really chuffed with the guy. Obviously, I don't.
He nearly picked up a second as well.
He should have picked up three.
He should have.
No, he should have had a hat trick because he was one on one with the keeper and he hit it straight at him. But actually, one of the most enjoyable friendlies I've watched in a very long time.
Who's the last person to score in his debut for England?
Charlton. Shearer.
Owen.
Scored on his debut.
Owen did. That's after Shearer.
Owen against Brazil, was that?
Kieran Richardson's done it as well, though, hasn't he?
Oh, don't even put that on his back.
Jeff has got a goal, didn't he? He's got 100% goal.
Also, that was his first touch, I think. Although that was England B, wasn't it? Against
Richardson
Australia?
Richardson scored two on his debut against USA, I think.
Out in the States,
Bloody hell. Yeah. Oh, hang on, the boombox is coming back.
Someone get a photo.
Get a photo.
What tune's
get a photo.
Do you reckon she's playing the cheeky girls?
No, don't.
Jay, definitely get a photo.
How can we get it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Cheeky Girls.
That's not obvious at all, is it?
Did you get it?
No, it's a shit picture.
Rubbish.
But yeah, not a bad week for Lambert, to be honest.
Yeah, no, definitely.
More than a bit.
West Ham Cardiff, I haven't even seen the highlights of that, I've got to be honest.
I don't think
Joe Cole scored a very good goal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and a really good finish from Nolan as well, to be fair.
The build up
with his stupid little chicken dance.
West Ham deserved the 3 points.
Didn't I read somewhere that the three promoted teams had like two shots on target between
It was 3-2-1. And it was one for Cardiff, two for Hull, and three for Palace, and that was it.
One thing I'll say for Hull, though, they've just signed two pretty decent Premiership midfielders in Huddleston and the other lad.
That's debatable.
Well,
I think they'll do all right.
Yeah. I think they'll do all right for Hull. I think Hull have just signed a nice little backbone for them.
It was quite strange that they both started on the bench.
Well, and the reasoning that that Steve Bruce gave was that they've basically been preparing for the last 2 weeks on that fixture.
Right, okay.
They've been in the dressing room for 3 days. It would be unfair on the other lads in the team to suddenly throw them in when they've only trained with them once.
Right. After 25 minutes,
Actually, Huddleston especially did a lot for possession when he come on. So, you know, he did all right.
That could have turned very nasty for him, couldn't it?
Yeah. United.
I think Silver's a bit harsh on Huddleston.
No, he winds me up.
United, Swansea.
Yeah.
Did anyone see Welbeck second?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, what a shit. If Messi scores that, he's being hailed as the greatest footballer on the planet. Welbeck scores it, and it's like Welbeck scores an absolute class goal there.
It was quality.
Great ball from Rooney as well.
Premiership tally from last season.
First game.
Well, he only got the header on Wednesday as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he's absolutely doing it.
I think Moyes was doing the commentary, wasn't he? And he's basically said, he said to the panel, I've told him he needs to improve his goal scoring.
Yeah,
and like what he's done.
He's done it.
I saw him play for England against Brazil last season and he absolutely ran
away. He played well in that game.
He didn't know what to do because he drifts out wide as well.
Anyone that thinks United are going to struggle because Ferguson's not there, all they have to look at is that first performance. Away to Swansea, who are not a bad side by any means.
Better than not a bad side,
Van Persie's two goals were
third favourites for the title, really?
No, I don't understand.
But then, did anyone watch Chelsea? And both of them looked fucking really good.
Man City were outrageous.
We'll go on to Man City in a sec. So the other game we haven't touched on yet is Palace Spurs. Spurs look lively.
Dodgy penalty.
Holloway's already been fined.
Dodgy penalty.
I'm allowed
what are you smoking?
I saw it,
and I was thinking, look, his hand's by his side, and it's hit him.
Hang on,
and
also, Holloway's claims. You've got that totally wrong. His hand was there. His hand was in the air. Jay, you're watching the wrong thing.
Holloway's claimed that it was a foul in the build-up to the penalty as well.
Yeah, so. that was shoulder-to-shoulder boys. But
I mean, from Spurs' point of view, decent for Soldado to get
off the mark.
Nonchalant.
Even if the keeper goes down to his right, he's going to be doing quite well to save that.
No, it's unsavable.
I'm not going to bang on about it, but I am actually for the first time in my life.
You said they were going to win the Champions League next season and the Championship this season, didn't you?
Champions League what?
Champions League next season, you'll win it, and you're going to win
the league.
Be the champion.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, you did actually say that. I don't want to say anything, but I think we might compete. I think we can compete for the championship.
No, yeah, compete. I didn't say we're going to win it.
The only way you'll compete for the championship is next season if you get relegated this season. It's quite good. You're trying to come back with something, but you're just.
I'm trying to think of what I was going to say beforehand. No.
Taking the piss part of it, if I was a Spurs fan, I would be very, very happy.
Yeah,
now, whether that means Bale is definitely going if you get those other players in, or whether they're going to sell Bale...
Oh, he's off.
Well, he will be off, but if they get Kern Trow
in the deal, which apparently was being written about, but apparently that is serious now. Apparently he might be interested in joining.
Well, I was quite impressed with...
That is a fucking great deal.
Yeah, Danny Rose.
He's not a defender, though. He's a good attacking little left winger.
Not much of a defender either, mate.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say...
Yeah, but he is a blinding left back.
From a completely neutral point of view in the Premier League, it's sad in a way because Spurs have been one of the clubs that you always look thinking they're going to go top half, and they've always given English
young English players, I knew you were going to say that.
Chance.
Yeah, I know.
And not now.
But the club, they need to do it because... And you can't say Huddersfield didn't get a chance. You can't say... Yeah. Well, Parker played and played quite well.
He gave him a chance.
He did get chances. You can't really say that they
Caulker.
Haven't. Caulker's the one where.
It's the odd one, but.
Caulker, you want first team football.
Yeah.
So they've got to let him go. And the Villa Spurs have said he's a good player, but I can't give him first team football. So you've got to let him go in that instance.
Defoe doesn't really see much, does he?
Oh, mate.
He's got a chance.
Defoe's got nothing to
off
prove.
Off the bench,
if,
though, isn't
it? If Defoe leaves,
off the bench. He never gets played.
If Defoe leaves Spurs, he doesn't leave as a failure. He just gets goals.
He'll bring him off the bench and he will score.
And he came on against Palace and looked dangerous as well.
Yeah, he should have scored.
He played really well when he came on.
Top scorer off the bench, actually.
Yeah. In Premier League history.
I agree.
He wouldn't be seen. Oh, he didn't cut it at Spurs.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I agree, Steve.
Never give him a chance.
No, that's true. He had
good enough.
We're talking about last. He's been at Spurs a long time.
Yeah.
But. No, I completely agree, Sapes. It was always quite a proud thing for a Spurs fan to be like, yeah, the English team.
You've still got the right-hand side is English with Lennon and your boy Walker. At the moment,
Dawson, centre-back.
Rose is in the team. Dawson, is he captain again this season?
Yeah.
So he's your
centre-back. It's not as good as it was, I agree. And it was something we always pride ourselves on, having that young English talent. But if we are going to kick on, if we are serious about pushing forward, we do need to sign those big... The big name players, but
it'd be interesting over the next week as well. Moving on to Sunday.
Or just Palace, sorry, just quickly Palace. It was a bit of a training game for the first half. They defended well, but when Shamak and Phillips came on,
and
the young lad
Williams,
they look like I don't think they're going to be a pushover.
I don't think they're going to be
a pushover at home. And Palace is—it's not going to be an easy place to go to. So if they can pick up some points
good
at home, I think they're going to be all right.
The manager, I can't remember his name.
Holloway
said that he's not going to be as gung ho as he was with Blackpool. Blackpool was always going forward, trying to score goals, and I think he's learned from that experience.
Yeah. And it's good to watch,
and it's a bit disappointing that they're not going to be like that. But I think they need to be a bit solid.
Sam Allardyce summed up quite well as well. He said, I don't think Cardiff will go down. They've got a squad good enough for the Premier League. And the key for all those three promoted sides is their home form.
Yeah, it has to be.
100%.
They win enough games at home and enough games against the other clubs that you're looking to be down there.
Yeah.
Then they'll be all right. So that'll be key for that lot. Brings us on to Monday night, Man City versus Newcastle. Well, we were talking about Man United.
We missed Chelsea on Sunday.
We talked about Chelsea on Sunday.
City
looked impressive, didn't they?
Very much.
Let's be honest. And I've been a massive fan of Dzeko since he since he scored at Notts County away in the FA Cup.
Fuck me, he looked. I've never seen a hungrier player, I think, in a game.
He wouldn't want to defend against him. He hasn't had a
consistent run in that team at all last season. And I think if they can play him up front with.
Aguero.
I keep calling him Suarez. I was doing it on
Aguero
the
Aguero behind right? him. Yeah. Aguero behind Dzeko. Those
two. And Aguero's goal. The ball into Dzeko. Great little flick. And he just made it look so easy. From outside of the area, the only place he could put that
at pace.
He was up against Stephen Taylor, to be fair.
Taylor didn't do anything wrong. Taylor shepherded him out to the left. You can't legislate for someone not looking up and just kicking that in.
One spot.
Putting it right in the corner with no back lift, with no nothing, and still getting pace on it.
He's just class.
And then the subs came on and did a bit as well. So obviously,
Stephen Taylor was that pissed off about the goal that he then smacked him around the head.
Yeah.
Which was a bit silly. Naughty boy, possible
naughty boy of the week. But
he got sent off for a reason, whereas Koscielny didn't really deserve to get sent off.
The worst sending off of the weekend was Wigan Athletic.
I've got a better one than that. I bet you got the same one. I've got a better sending off.
Who's that then? The guy who flashed?
Yeah. On his debut, the poor lad has to take off.
I've not heard about this rule.
My midweek team that I play in, it's because it's FA regulated, all this sort of thing, and we have the proper linos and referees. You have to wear the same matching undershorts to your shorts. And if you wear the undershorts, and the same as throughout the league, you can't wear different colours. They have to be matching colours.
He was wearing
black cycling shorts, I think, under a red kit. Again, so referees told him to go and take them off. He's gone and taken them off because he obviously had no other pants to wear. Come back, referee's gone. Have you taken them off? He's got his Johnson out.
He's got his Johnson out, just
to prove that he wasn't wearing anything, and got a straight red. And again, he said he was absolutely heartbroken. He said, what was I supposed to do? He probably could have lifted him up from the bottom up.
Just showed a bit of thumb.
Apparently he didn't get it all out.
That probably takes over from, who's the lad, played really well? Is it Callum McManaman? Played well in the FA Cup,
He
completely got the ball. They're playing Bournemouth, and he went in a bit heavy. Oh my word! Sorry, Jesus.
Fucking hell, what is going on out here today?
That's a bra malfunction.
Really good up front.
I'm sorry. I'm really. I apologise to listeners. They cannot see the fucking state of what
that is terrible.
Seen.
I wasn't pointing that out as a good thing.
That was mutton dressed as lamb with more out than in.
Do you remember those things, Kickmasters, where you put a ball in a net and you could kick it? She had a couple of. She had a couple of Kickmasters on her, the bird that just walked past. She could play keep it up with them all night long.
Where were we? McManaman.
Yeah, McManaman was. They were playing against Bournemouth. They lost the game 1-0. Grabber scored a game as well. So good result for Bournemouth. But he got sent off and he just got the ball. And it was right in front of the dugouts as well. And Ian Hart basically got him sent off as well. I never liked Ian Hart, little shit.
Ian Hart?
Never have done. He scored a couple of goals against us and what have you. So
fair enough.
More reason than anyone. For the first time this season, taking Chris aside, he's joined us first week, the two pubcasters teams come up against each other.
Yes.
So it was Gillingham versus Brentford on Saturday. It was 1-1.
You can't be pleased with how you played. We can't be pleased with how we played.
I remember.
Support was shit. Your support was good.
It was at Jill's and I took...
Farid Alalag, we scored a 95th minute
equaliser. He's the guy who pisses the coin, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
He's got a lucky coin.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember talking about it last season. Wanker. Yeah. Wanker.
Farid, we like Farid.
I introduced Danny to the delights of my local pub in Gillingham.
The Southern Bell.
The Southern Bell. Interesting. It's where they watch...
I can't even imagine.
It's where they watch...
I reckon karaoke's good in there. I'd love to go to karaoke.
Tuesday night games, you have to ask them to turn Supermarket Suite off. What are you doing? We're betting on that. It's a video from 10 years ago. They're betting. You have one guy that's watched that.
Actually, can I just say, my experience in the Southern Bell was probably made slightly... Well, the reason why it was such a good experience was... who's the mate of yours who no one likes? You've got songs
Noddy.
For him. Noddy.
Everyone
Legend.
Everyone
I like him. I like him. Well, go on, sing his song.
Well, it's Boomtown Rats, Tell Me Why I Don't Like Monday, but we sing Tell Me Why I Don't Like Noddy.
Yeah.
And then, or if you really fucking hate him, crap your hands. And he lords up to it, though. He knows.
Oh, no, fair play to him. But it's when his
own son's clapping.
It just made me... You know what? It's what football is all about. Going down the pub, having a laugh. There's always one of him. It made it a good day.
It was a proper lonely day. Because there was probably, 20 of my mates in the boozer?
Yeah, and 20... With three of us come down.
Yeah, three Brentford fans with a load of Jills.
No trouble. And we sang louder when we were in the pub after the game than we did in the fucking ground.
That's very true. But anyway, elsewhere in our league, Leighton Orient, we talked about
flying
it last week.
I can't stand Orient.
They won again. Kevin,
they're going to be up there as well.
There's still five teams in the league that are unbeaten, aren't there? Is there Forest?
Preston are still unbeaten.
Orient, Peterborough. No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
We're unbeaten.
Sorry. 100%. I didn't mean unbeaten, sorry. Yeah, I'll take that back. Learn to describe that. 100%, sorry.
Peterborough.
Forest, Orient, Peterborough, Oxford and Southend.
Yeah.
That's all on 100% so far.
Go on, Southend.
An interesting result for Portsmouth as well, because they got absolutely dipped by Oxford first game of the season, if you remember. And then we watched the game that was on Sky. I think you watched it.
Yeah.
And then they won. They beat Morecambe 3-0. What was it? How many Morecambe tickets did you say have been sold?
Three or four.
They had more than that in the end. They had about 50. We were talking about it on Friday, I'm sure.
It was not a good start.
Ridiculous.
And I think it was four tickets, I think you're right, yeah.
Elsewhere in that league, friend of the show, Lee Minchell. Mm-hmm. Newport County played Bristol Rovers, which is a big derby over there because it's not far between them at all. And they got, what was the attendance for Newport? About 5,000, something like that?
There you go.
However many they managed to cram in. Yeah.
5,500
at home. And they beat them 1-0 as well, so they've had a really solid start to the season. Orient have mentioned, and Coventry. Now on minus 4 points.
They've been in a 5-4 and a 4-0 in two games. Fair play, because they've had such rotten luck as fans, and I like seeing a club play the way out of trouble.
Exactly. I mean, to start off on minus 10 and after three games be down to minus 4, that's a solid start.
I could easily see them staying up at the moment. The only other thing in that league I want to put out, Narky Wells, which you might have heard of because he scored quite a few goals against Premier League teams last season for Bradford in their cup run. He's already scored four goals in League One. So I would have thought, there was speculation in the summer about the possibility of Peterborough replacing, because obviously they lost Gale to Palace. Possibility about them coming in for him. I could see him going to a Championship club. I really hope for Bradford's sake that they keep hold of him until after the transfer window, but there must be clubs at Championship
looking at
level.
Already, yeah.
Someone's going to go in for him.
On that note for Gale, though, I think I'm worried about the lad. I mean, it's six million. He didn't look...
Was it five?
Four and a half going up to six.
Players like him, right, you're going to say he didn't look good. Players like him, in my experience, he's a bit like players that Jill's have had in the past, where Simon Jackson, for one, where they won't do anything all game and they'll pop up with a goal or two goals.
He's got a lot of pressure.
He will play 6 out of 10 for Palace, but I think he'll still score goals. I think he'll still score goals for them, and important goals as well.
Yeah.
Because when you're playing like that and playing at home, he'll score a few goals that'll get him a one goal win or a 2-1 win at home.
If he
gets some 12 points like that, then
if he gets a partnership with Shamak, I think it's probably his best bet.
Personally, I think the key is how you use Phillips, because Phillips is still probably... Phillips could quite easily be their top goal scorer this season if he's used right.
Phillips will be he used well for 75 minutes to come on.
Yeah.
And it, no matter what the score is, if they're 1-0 up, he'll still bring him on. If they need a goal, he'll bring him on. Because he will come on, and like you say,
I thought he changed the game when he came on.
Well, he can hold the ball up as well. He's quite small, but he's got so much experience.
And a great little header for the chance at the end as well.
Really, really good player.
But yeah, looking at the Championship now... we all said
I said
in the Championship Lomas needs a good start for Millwall, otherwise they will go out.
They've had their worst start
in 20 years, so they've lost three in the league. And also I've got a couple of mates who are Wimbledon fans. They're the only win of the season. They beat Wimbledon 2-1 or 2-0.
Paint Trophy was it, or League Cup
first round. And my mates that went said, oh, we absolutely stormed them. I don't know how we didn't win that game. So they've not even played well in the game that they did win.
Yeah. Played three, lost three, minus five goal difference.
Sorry, can I just say how impressed I am with Chris being his first run out on the podcast? Extensive notes he's got written on his iPhone.
Feel free to chip in anytime you like.
Anything that's relevant, just jump in. But yeah, impressive. Impressive debut.
They lost 1-0 at home to Huddersfield with Tony Vaughan, who I think scored every game. I don't know if he scored the first game of the season. He scored against Bradford in the League Cup. He scored against QPR to make it 1-1, and he scored the winner at Millwall. So he's looking like a decent signing. Because we talked about him last week. He's Premier League quality, but it's just if we can keep free of the injuries and what have you. Elsewhere down there, Blackburn have had a terrible start as well. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyone bothered about that though?
No.
Well, they got a draw in the last minute at Derby on the first game of the season. Yeah. Since then, they've lost two out of two.
Brighton have finally got points on the board.
Yeah, Andy Cross his first goal in about 8 years.
Yeah.
And got him for Wales as well. Played for Wales against. Who did they play? Ireland.
Ireland, yeah.
Northern Ireland or... No. Ireland. Oh, to be fair, Northern Ireland got a win against
Russia.
Actually, one thing I want to talk about in that is that Brentford have had their first international cap player on their books playing Wednesday night international. So
I don't know if you were actually going to spit that out. Yeah. Brentford have got an international player, is what you were trying to say.
Will Grigg, come on, with about 5 minutes to go.
All four at Gilles. Is that the Walsall lads?
Yeah, no, he had a bad game.
Yeah.
but he scored two and missed a penalty in the game before. So anyway, come on and play for Ireland, Ireland. Against Russia.
Is he Irish or just?
It's unbelievable result, really.
What a result!
They still got a chance to qualify.
I don't think so.
They'd need results to go their way, and they'd need to win every game. But
so no, no is the answer.
Well, luck of the Irish.
Alright, I think we've covered, and we haven't had to talk about transfers yet, apart from just slightly about Liverpool and Spurs.
Just mentioning Niall Ranger, who we've mentioned the last few weeks.
We like Niall.
Gangster.
We like Niall. What are you talking about?
Andy gives us something to talk about.
Andy will back me up on this. Do you remember paying him, a mate in the pub? I'm going to be working very hard all day Saturday to not get my mate arrested. Because he found out, someone told him, we've got Swindon away on Saturday, we're on a train at about 8:30 on Saturday morning, so we're going to be there in the boozers opening time. He's a big lad, isn't he?
He's quite a large lad.
Big lad.
He's a scary guy.
He's going to put 18 pints away of Stella and then he's
on the way up.
Jim, I'm just going to apologise to everyone now. Next Saturday,
he did say this.
I'm going to be horrible. I hate him so much.
Don't say what he's going to say because that's far too explicit.
To be fair, he's not been convicted of anything yet. And I know he's got his past and what have you, but...
Oh, he's a scumbag, though.
Yeah, well... Yeah, he's got his pass and he's had his name tattooed on his face, which might say a little bit.
Yeah.
But can you blame Swindon?
No.
Can you blame Swindon?
No.
On the pitch, he's a decent player, to be fair.
So if you get his attitude right.
I was on a forum
the other day and Notts County fan was just slating Swindon for signing him. Swindon fan turned around and went, hang on, you signed Lee Hughes. And you loved him and he scored goals at him.
I believe that's the definition of pot kettle.
Lee Hughes playing at Port Vale now, isn't he?
Yes, he is, yeah. He scored at the weekend. Knowledge is the bomb. The goalkeeper.
Murderer.
Plymouth goalkeeper.
Murderer. Oh, you leave it.
The Plymouth goalie. He was training with Swindon. Do you remember?
They didn't sign
him because they said it wouldn't be the right public image for our club. So obviously, I think they've had a change of... Well, they have had a change of owners, so they don't care about the image of the club, what have you.
Clearly not.
But you're going to mention Barry Fry. Top story on the Mirror's football at the moment.
Really?
The Mirror football's quite extensive coverage. Top story.
Barry Fry has helped deliver... the firstborn child of his daughter and her boyfriend, former Peterborough striker Craig McCall Smith.
Now at Brighton. They were watching the Scotland game, and he would have been playing if he weren't injured as well. Or he would have been in the Scottish squad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that poor kid, the first face he sees?
Barry Fry.
He's got to see it for the rest of his life.
But that's brilliant. I mean, Barry Fry delivers baby. Yeah. Amazing.
All right, any more for any more?
Yeah, what about... So, there's Champions League qualifiers going on. So, obviously, Celtic had a fucking mare last night, didn't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
And, Arsenal have got Feyenoord tonight.
I've never looked forward to a Champions League
qualifier. Not Feyenoord, sorry.
Fenerbahce. He did Feyenoord last night as well.
Oh, well.
Morales is in the team. Coit will be there as well. So, a couple of interesting faces from Fenerbahce.
It won't be there. Bakary Sagna won't be there. Did you see...
Obviously, that was a horrible fault.
That was that fault. And he bounces. He bounces.
He's gone though. He's gone. I think he's gone. He might even play.
No, I thought he was in the starting. Yeah, no, no, he's in the starting 11.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. No, so he's recovered.
Yeah. Mate, that would be a lot worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he probably looked worse than what he was.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Jesus.
Down onto the ground.
Nasty.
And then bounce back up again.
So we're probably all going to watch that tonight.
I'm
not usually that interested in Champions League, but I want to watch it just to see how the players need to put in a performance of Wenger. They really do. He's had so much stick, and the players have been exempt from the stick pretty much this week.
I think Jack Wilshere came out and said that they need to step up as players.
Although, to be honest, I'm going to be looking at the referee as well, because UEFA are going to announce next Wednesday or Thursday whether Fenerbahce will get through. I don't think they will.
28th.
But obviously, if they get through, then it's a decision that has to be made. If Arsenal beat them, then it's a redundant decision. Well,
so you reckon I reckon the ref, one in the ear.
I reckon
do us a favour.
The referee,
Mangazidis,
a little call from
get
the
your money out.
If anyone does go down to the penalty area, maybe just.
Are any of these representatives Qatari?
Well, you can't possibly let it slide for that.
But there's going to be a cracker of a game tonight. And then there's UEFA Cup football on Thursday, isn't there? So Swansea are playing.
Hang on, we didn't probably touch on Celtic. They're from Kazakhstan.
2-0.
They weren't even playing at home. They had to play at Estonia.
We got on the tube and they were 1-0
They played the national stadium. They played the national
It's
plastic pitch, but it looked lovely.
Because I couldn't realise this was plastic pitch at the end of the game.
I popped over to Tom, who works in our office, massive Celtic fan and massive lad.
Should have been doing it today.
He should have been.
He ducked it.
So yeah, he did duck it. But I sort of caught the last 2 minutes he was watching it at work. Yeah, no worries, mate. I popped over and I went, hang on, where are they playing? I was like, because that has got probably the nicest away pitch I've ever seen from a team in Kazakhstan.
It was artificial.
I was like, all right, it's a national stadium.
It's
not their home ground.
Yeah.
But they've got to do some second leg.
Yeah.
They've really
One away goal now and you're fucked.
Yeah, 1-0, we were saying last night, 1-0, when we left the office it was 1-0. 1-0 would have been an awful result because you come out and you attack in the second game and then you leave yourself a runner at the back. They get one goal and suddenly you need to score three.
They put 11 men behind the ball and play on the counter attack. They could be in trouble.
I really hope they do. I can see them winning 2-0 and taking the extra time. But I mean, they should wipe the floor with this.
Yeah, they should turn them over.
They should score three or four goals. But with that away goal now, they score one and they do need
four.
So scoring four goals against anyone, if they're going to go there and defend, is a very, very hard task.
Exactly.
So we'll see how that pans out.
In the English teams, you got what? Spurs, Swansea, and who's the other team in there?
Wigan.
FA Cup winners.
Who are Wigan playing?
I'm not sure.
Knowledge is obviously crucial in something like this.
That wasn't the end of the show, by the way. Fade out, we were doing.
But this is the end of the show. Right,
hang on, I've got one.
Let me say something.
I've got one more. It's really. Petrov has stepped down from our under-21 squad because he's going to concentrate on from coaching.
Do you know what he said as well? He's asked the Villa fans to stop clapping from on the 19th minute.
Because he said, let's move on now,
lads. I want it to carry on. Thank you so much for everything you've done, but stop clapping for me in the 19th minute because I want to move on.
I don't think they will, though. I think they'll carry on clapping for him. They love him,
don't they? I remember them doing it, obviously, at Arsenal. I don't recall.
Just the last one for me, a little bit of banter, which I found very funny. Did you see at the Man United Swansea game who Swansea's chairs are sponsored by, which was plastered all over them, and which had a wonderful picture of Wayne Rooney sat in it next to a big advert for Regain?
Yeah.
hair enhancing cream.
Couldn't have actually been a better
picture.
Fair enough. All done. Any more? Go to Chris. Anything to say?
Hang on. Look.
Hang on. You asked me to let Chris have a say. I said go to Chris. Anything to say? Hang on.
Chris, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I've got lots
just
to say.
Just your feelings.
He's got lots to say.
Highlight. Give us one highlight.
Go on.
Okay.
Best one.
And then save them.
No.
He's not got it. All right. Moving on. We started up.
Look how happy he was. Jump straight in there.
No, we've got to mention this though. So we started a fantasy football team, and Mike Coxon's actually called it Das Pubcaster Liga. But anyway, look, if anyone wants to join, we've actually got
people joining.
No, we've got quite a few people in there.
Bloody hell.
31 is that?
No, it's more. It's 21, 32 at the moment.
31 is that? No, it's much.
No, much more. No, loads. Yeah, 32.
There's a distinct.
I'm quite amazed by that.
Podcasters in there.
Is it too late to do that?
No, you can do it.
I've got a massive dislike for all things fantasy football, so I won't be
in there. I'm in there. So it's currently being led a game week total of 75 points from Loro's Coco FC. And if they've got a Chelsea player,
what's the guy's name?
Oh, it's a joint.
It's first equal. Come on, fucking hell, Frank.
So that's
Stephen
Pollard and Stuart Duncan's joint level on 75 points with No Surrender FC.
Stuart Duncan. I don't like people with two first names.
I'm a little bit.
You should never trust a man
Stuart,
with two.
Stuart,
two
don't listen
first
to
names.
James Staples. Just
because Andy Franks has got us.
Coming from Andy Franks.
If he was Andy Franks.
Yeah.
Get away with it.
All right, Mundell.
Although, to be fair, I'm sure someone's called Silver in the world.
Let's hope these lads don't have any Villa or Chelsea players in their teams, because otherwise they're going to go even higher up.
I think I've got 75 points, so I'm going to go joint top as well.
Oh.
As soon as I join.
Right.
Shout out.
Okay. Oh, anyway, well, look, feel free to
how,
join
how
in.
How do you enter that? Is it the, which one is it? The official bulk?
Yeah, yes. And the code's on the website if you want to join. So,
I think it's
go
on Facebook as well.
Yeah, Coxton put it on Facebook and on the website.
Talking of which, email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast, so you get your code on there. Don't visit the website, there's the fuck all on there now these days, is there?
Yeah, well, the show's on it. The show's on it.
Visit the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Most importantly, follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. All complaints to @SimonHurt.
No, we're not allowed to say that anymore. She got the needle.
All complaints to @SimonHead. That's SimonHead.
You know, he actually tweeted us and said, right, lads, enough's enough now, I've left. I think we should put an end to this.
Can anyone listening?
Right,
we've said the C word 4 times in the last 2 shows. That deserves a complaint to @SimonHead.
Say it again.
He's going to get the needle.
@SimonHead, and make sure you put the football pub @footballpodcast in there so we can see it as well. Well, he won't. He's not that big.
We won't really, will
And also, we've had no. I thought, I bet Coxon hasn't been talking about the iTunes reviews.
Oh, reviews?
Yeah, we haven't had any. That's
why.
No, it's because Coxon probably doesn't call for them. Right, if you listen to this now.
Yeah, we love reviews.
If you listen to it on iTunes, just pop on there, it'll take you 2 minutes. If you're not listening to iTunes, next time you're on there, just think, those nice lads from the football podcast that keep dropping the C bomb compared to @SimonHead.
Yeah.
I might put a little comment on there.
Or it doesn't have to be nice. The more piss taker, the better, to be honest.
You're going
to
get a mention anyway.
If you want us to talk about something, just.
These people, like, average 30 people have entered that, or 29. 32. No, 32 minus the podcasters, free podcasters.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
29 people have entered that. Those 29 people, chop on iTunes. Go on.
Yeah,
next time you check your dream team, chop on iTunes, you cunts.
No.